There's a mom's group that is upset with the TV show Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune. Surprisingly, isn't
most
it?
Yeah. Vanilla show on TV?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, there's a conservative group called 1 Million Moms that are voicing strong opposition to something Wheel of Fortune is doing. Wheel of Fortune has created a new category, and the category is called What the Fun? So it's a little play on words, but the category literally is What the Fun? And the moms have said this is insinuated profanity and makes it now no longer suitable for family viewing. Young kids can't see that because they'll get the inference. They're saying, what the fun?
That's well, little kids understand it?
Well, a 10-year-old, I guess, would understand it. That's what moms are saying. This group is saying it anyway. The category has generated a lot of online discussion. The puzzle itself, I looked up what is an example of that kind of puzzle. And it's when they use a word in a humorous way. For instance, one recently, the puzzle was, what the fun? And the puzzle wound up being, a clockwork orange lights orange. So the word orange is used twice, which I still didn't really get it. A clockwork orange lights orange. That was the way the puzzle was phrased, which is odd to me. Mm-hmm. And that is a typical puzzle for a what the fun category. It's just nonsensical in a way.
Huh.
This is going to surprise you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to side with the million moms on this one.
I am surprised by that. I'm surprised.
The category, I don't like the name of.
What the fun?
Yeah, because, I mean, we all know what you're saying.
They're trying to slide it in there.
Yeah, but that's not wheel-like. Wheel is pure. Okay?
This is Seacrest influence.
It's literally the word fun.
It's
on the surface.
It's like the really smart, nice kid trying to suddenly be like in with the bad crowd.
But that's the point. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, you'll never get it.
But this is Wheel.
It is Wheel.
It's got to be more.
It's America's game.
More vanilla.
Vanilla. I mean, Wheel is safe for any age. I don't like it.
Well, I'm proud of you for taking that stance.
All right. A million moms and one biggie.
Okay.
Yeah,
you should sign their petition.
I stand with a million single moms.
Yes.
I'm not sure the organization is what you think it is, Biggie.
You should sign their petition.
I'm going to go to the next meeting.
Okay.
I love it.
You
might be surprised.
I love it. I think you should.
I know, but I really don't like that category. I don't like it.
Well, you don't like it as a wheel watcher.
Well, no, I don't mind it. I mean, I just don't like the category. They want to have fun, fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the play on the words.
I bet they change it. I bet before I bet in the next 6 weeks they change it to like fun.
Yeah.
Or fun time Friday or something.
Or eliminate it altogether. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're running out of phrases, which maybe they are.
Well, that is a thing, you know.
I don't know how often they recycle
puzzles.
Puzzles.
Me neither. You know, they've come up with new ones through the years. Like there used to be, there's a crossword puzzle. Have you ever seen that where they do that?
No.
It's like it looks
across
like,
and down.
Yeah, it looks like literally a crossword puzzle up there, and all four words. There's like four words, and they all begin with the same letter, and you have to figure it out and do it in the correct order. Mm-hmm. It's that's newer to me. And then years and years ago, they started the before and after, which is sort of like our touching titles for putting
right.
One word connects the two things.
Like I almost thought a clockwork orange Julius.
Right, that's a before and after.
Is a before and after or a touching titles?
Yes. But a clockwork orange lights orange. Just
light?
Lights, L-I-G-H-T-S. It doesn't make any sense. They just say it's humorous and nonsensical. And so, and I believe they use the same word twice in those, in the category, what the fun. Now, along with that, we've compiled some not safe for family moments from Wheel of Fortune history, all hosted in this case by Pat Sajak.
Tavares, right in the butt. No.
You heard the reaction and the disdain from Pat Sajak.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Who said what?
But
another contestant.
Another contestant.
Yeah. What? Well, those happen naturally.
Yeah, that's spontaneous. That's
okay.
Right. That's right.
That man really thought that puzzle said right in the butt.
Tavares, right in the butt.
What?
What? You can tell he's serious, too. He's not trying to be funny.
No.
He's right in the butt.
Right.
I mean, sure.
Tavares.
He might have thought. It's an odd puzzle, but I mean, it fits.
Tavares. Why would you say something like that? Here's another.
What was the answer?
I don't know. That's a great question. That's
right
good,
in the nuts?
Right. Was not right in the nuts. No, wouldn't be that. That's for sure.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and gold shower.
Sorry.
No. It is not bridal and gold shower.
Again, she really believed that was it, though. That's right. Innocence.
It's a bridal and cold shower.
But gold would fit.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and gold shower.
Oh, what was your wedding night like?
Messy. Very messy.
It brings to mind a classic South Park episode. It's one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen, but I can't even reference it. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's a Wheel of Fortune episode. I don't really watch the show, but...
But the clip lives online forever.
Oh, and my God.
Even non-South Park watchers. The category is annoying people. Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. The first time I ever saw that, I thought it was the funniest thing. I think it may be the funniest thing I've ever seen. Somebody showed me that, and I was just like, "That is absolutely brilliant." Unbelievable. One more from Wheel of Fortune.
P. There is a P.
A group of pill pushers?
This is Wheel of Fortune, Joe!
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He finally snapped.
That's right. That was one of his final episodes.
This is Wheel of Fortune! We don't do pill pushers!
We're not doing that. We're not doing golden showers. We're not doing in the butt. This is Wheel of Fortune. Well, now these moms are pretty upset that they're having...
You think they'll keep the title or the category or they'll...
I agree with you.
I think they'll amend it. It wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, because...
They don't want any whiff of controversy.
Exactly. Why? No, not even a whiff. Exactly. I do agree with you that why would they even... Well, it's not worth it. You know, why it's not... Because you just make it called fun or whatever. And that's
fundamental.
It. Right.
Anything.
And exactly right. This is the...
Cheney's got a fun... I don't know.
Okay, Cheney's...
We're just spitballing here.
That's right. You can, in honor of Dick Cheney, you could do Cheney's got a fun. Here's the... Titillation Tuesday now. Interesting survey. 9% of people, when asked in a recent poll, the question was, have you ever had a sexual relationship with your boss? 9% said yes. 9 out of 100.
That seems really high.
Way high. And then.
But I mean, workplaces are almost infinite.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
true.
There are a lot of people who are. Almost peers
yeah.
in certain places.
Yeah.
You know, you may think of like an office hierarchy, but that's not the norm.
I would bet I immediately thought of like an office setting, but if we're talking about all work, that's restaurants, retail, all that stuff. Yeah. So 9% probably fits.
So if you're a waiter, waitress at a restaurant and the head chef, is that the boss?
No, the manager.
The manager.
Oh, so the manager and one of the waitresses.
Tons of sex.
Yeah. A lot of sex. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Uh-huh. Oh, they work around the clock. That's where they meet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they
retail. You're the cashier starts hanging out with the assistant manager.
I was stunned once we were talking on this program about wait staff, and they were saying, oh, yeah, we get busy like back in the storage facility. You know,
in the walk-in.
In the walk-in cooler. Yeah, we've had calls from the walk-in cooler. Mm-hmm. Saying, you know, when the mood strikes, we just go back there and get it on.
Yeah, you got 10 minutes instead of a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
That's titillating. I'm titillated.
I know you are.
I'm titillated by that.
Because you were in the restaurant biz.
I was.
And it all happened around you.
Yeah, it was happening around me. I didn't know it. And I didn't believe it when I heard it was happening around me.
Mm-hmm.
And people would say, those two.
Well, many people have called you knave over the years.
I'm as knave. The naivete I have is unbelievable. I have,
it's off the charts. Big time.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. I would bet when you were working at the barbecue restaurant, somebody there was sleeping together.
They were.
That was my hypothesis.
Oh, was it?
Oh, that was happening. It was happening. And people were telling me that it was happening. I was like, nuh-uh. Mm-hmm. And they're like, they're getting it left.
Yeah. She howls like a dog.
What?
What? Yeah, right back there in the back. But it smells like hush puppies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes it better. In the walk-in.
Like a blue tick hound.
In the walk-in cooler. I mean, this is a work.
Out in Johnny's car.
Yeah. Oh, that, believe me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
going on. I had a really terrible boss when I was like 16 at the very first pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fired not long after I got there. But I remember one time he was telling us that he had like, you know, gotten busy with his wife and the office there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, we were 16. We're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it just really,
yeah,
it titillates me. It titillated me then.
I bet it has happened in this company under the
here.
Of course. I bet it's happened. Well, I wouldn't say your seat, but.
Oh, my God. Not that seat. Oh, my God. In this seat.
Maybe.
I don't know. Not lately.
Well, are we talking workplace or are we talking boss and employee?
Just boss and employee.
Oh, I was thinking just workplace.
The question was, have you ever had sex with your boss? And 9% said yes. And then they flipped it and said to bosses, have you ever had sex with an employee? And the same 9% said yes. It was a 9% on both said yes. But that is kind of dangerous because...
Of course it is.
Then you can be...
If it's not 100% consensual, I mean, you end up in court.
Well, even if it is, and then, you know, you start fighting, and then it just all goes wrong.
It'll end badly.
It can end very badly, sure. The other Titillation Tuesday story here is another survey of 1,000 full-time U.S. workers found that those who have sex in the morning reported a higher rate of productivity, task completion, focus, motivation, and job satisfaction. And it leads to promotion and a pay increase. So morning sex leads to better work, which leads to more money and a better job. I'm into it.
Titillation.
Totally.
That's titillation.
100%.
And you're driving to work with yogurt on your knees.
That's right.
Splattered on your pants.
Old right. Yogurt knees.
That's right.
That's what they'll call me. They'll call me yogurt knees from now. You saw that. That was a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed. When Red Rachel saw that, it was very, very embarrassing.
Yeah, you should have been.
Biggie called them splue jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Trucker Rich, you're talking about sex with the boss. Go ahead.
Well, my wife, when she was working for one of the large retailers in the country, she told me a story about one of the assistant managers, a woman, who would take the nighttime crew out to her car and service them, which ensured that they showed up for work every night.
My God.
The whole crew?
Not all at once, but at different times.
Good clarification.
My God.
My God. This woman. Good.
Bet that store manager walked in every morning like, God, everything's stocked. Not one shelf has anything missing. What an overnight crew I have.
Everyone's smiling. Shirts tucked in. Nameplates clean.
Wow. Thank you, Trucker Rich. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what large retailer he was referring
we
to.
Do.
And I've dealt with those guys, the night guys,
mm-hmm.
and they can be pissy.
Hmm. Yeah, when they're...
When I was working remember my days working for Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola, yeah.
I would start early in the morning on weekends, mm-hmm. and I would run into the night guys as they were finishing up.
Yeah.
And they were... not nice people, at least to the other. Yeah. Like to
well, they're
me.
Not. They never run into customers. Or rarely run into customers. It's a different breed.
Yeah, they used to. We'd have a battle because they were always told not to block like the soda stock because us weekend guys would come and fill, and on purpose just to be assholes. They would.
Oh, they do.
So then I have to take that big pallet jack thing and move it all around. They'd be like,
"Oh, sorry." Oh yeah. Boy, doesn't that just get on your last nerve?
Oh, yeah.
Doing something like
that. I got
that
Coke man again.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. They would, too.
Just head out to Molly's car.
And they'd wait for me to get there, especially one guy. He'd wait for me to get there, and he'd be leaning on some pallet of something.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, and I'd just start shaking my head. He'd be like, oh, man, we forgot again. You know what? I'm going to go there. I'm going to find that guy. I bet he's still there.
They'd be in a lot better mood if they had worked for this caller.
Mm-hmm.
The wife told that story. My God. Boy, she really wanted to run a tight ship, didn't she? She's like, all right, let's get this.
What price?
Exactly. Let's get this
at
done.
What price?
My goodness. Let's get it done. Yeah, I thought that number was high. 9%.
Does seem high.
Seems high.
I think it's about right when you look at all businesses.
Well, what you say about the restaurants is probably right. And because like a place like this... the boss with an employee, I don't think it's going on. An office setting. I mean, sometimes, yes, but at a restaurant, yeah, I could see it. Okay. 9%. Whew, that titillated me in all cases, I can tell you that.
Sleepaway camps, the summer camps?
Well,
counselors?
God, yeah. The counselors. That's, they're 22 years old. Mm-hmm. That's all they want to do.
You know, how would you feel, though, if you were working the night shift and you were the one guy she didn't take to her car? That'd be you, Kelly.
Of course it would. And I wouldn't even know what's going on.
Yeah, you're mopping aisle 18.
Yeah, and everybody else is just disappearing for 15 minutes at a time throughout the night. Yeah. Where's everybody going?
Yeah, I got to get blown by Polly. What? And then I'm in there.
Missed a spot.
Yeah, mopping the floor. Yeah, that's right. And I would... They'd tell me, like, on my last day, though, by the way, did you get a beach from the
ball? Did you get your farewell beach? Huh?
What?
Signing bonus, farewell.
Nah.
Exit interview.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.